Open Language 英语。
潘吉这里告诉你。
Hello everyone, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
This is Chris.
今天我们要说说让 Chris 很想家的一个 holiday.
Yay! Thanksgiving.
感恩节。When is Thanksgiving?
It's the fourth Thursday in November.
对，11月的第四个星期四、
yeah.
对吧？那说到感恩节呢，它的起源好像和 Indians, 印第安人有关，对吧？
Yeah.
So what is the story? What's the backstory?
Yeah, the backstory is the early settlers to the North American continent.
Was now 就是早期到美国去的这些欧洲的移民。
Yep. Yeah, they were called pilgrims.
Pilgrims.
The pilgrims. Pilgrims from England. So they...were starving to death because they couldn't grow the food they were used to in this new country, this new land.
就是饥困交加。
Yeah, so the Indians, the native, the people that were native to North America, really native North Americans, taught them how to grow corn, and especially corn, but they taught them how to hunt and grow corn.
对对对，就印第安人就教他们怎么种、种地啊
yep.
然后去打猎啊什么的、yep. 救了他们的命啊、
yep. And that helped them survive the first really bad winter、And so they had Thanksgiving、the following year to celebrate we made it with the Indians
啊、所以就是 Pilgrims 早期的这个移民他们感谢印第安人、
yep.
教了他们生存的这个法宝、
yeah.
然后就是要感恩印第安人对不对
Yeah, and it's not clear if that meal ever actually happened. I mean,、it's... I don't think historically there was a meal where they invited the Indians to come eat with them because they ended up killing all the Indians.
对
Yeah, so it's really kind of a joke, but a bad joke, a sad joke.
但是 Thanksgiving 现在是美国文化美国的这个
become a symbol
对非常重要的部分啊那这一个礼拜呢开言英语也是一个 Thanksgiving week、我们的课程有一集就付费课程里面有一集呢是说啊有一个美国人请中国人到他家来开 Thanksgiving party、
right.
然后另外一个课呢 Chris 和 Adam 刚刚录好、是 very yummy 很很好吃的一节课
How to make a turkey,、yeah.
对就是教你怎么烤一只这个 Thanksgiving turkey、
yeah.
感恩节的火鸡而且他们里面是用到美国很有名的一个电视上教烧菜的女生 Rachel Ray
Rachel Ray、
大家会听到她讲的还有 Adam 和 Chris 的一个解释啊、那我们今天呢这里就来讲讲 Chris 如果我们在 Thanksgiving到你家去、我们会吃到什么样的东西
Everything、
Everything First of all Thanksgiving 好像是一个 It's、next to Christmas 或者有些人说它在美国是
About a month
对比 Christmas 更重要、
yep.
因为圣诞节它还是一个宗教 Religious holiday、
yep.
那有很多人他不信教他就不庆祝圣诞、
right.
但是 Thanksgiving It's secular 它没有、
yeah.You don't have to be a certain religious faith to celebrate.
对，所以你就看到美国的，比如 the Jewish population, 美国犹太人 the Chinese population,
yep,
the Indian, 印度人，对、yep. 他们都在庆祝感恩节，然后他们感恩节吃的那个火鸡都有自己文化、自己民族的一些特色。而且 Thanksgiving 也是，因为在美国文化里面 it's a big family holiday, right?
Yeah, I think somebody told me that Thanksgiving is usually...the most traveled time of the year, even more than Christmas.
所以在中国我们是春运但你们是感恩运、
yep.
就是感恩节的时候大家是
It's like a mini spring festival
对对对
in terms of going home to be with family.
对大家都要回去看自己的家人、
yeah.
然后你真的回去看家人了以后呢当然最重要的这个 activity 这个活动就是吃
Yes, the main thing, that's the most important thing is eating.
Yeah, because food brings people together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
所以其实 Thanksgiving 你们就开始吃 turkey, 吃火鸡了。
Yep.
就不是说到圣诞节才吃 turkey, right?
Right, and KFC chicken doesn't do.、
It's, no,
it has to be turkey.
不行不行要一个 the bird.
A proper turkey.
The big bird.
Yes.
哎，我们今天还学到你跟 Adam 就是那一集怎么做火鸡的那一刻，说火鸡还有一个小名 nickname
Tom
the
Tom, it's all about the Tom、
啊、
Tom Bird or Tom Turkey
一般你们去买火鸡 是超市里面是 it's a frozen turkey, right?
Yeah,
是冻起来的。
At the supermarket, it's a big frozen turkey.
Usually,
it's wrapped and it's just,
对对对
it even has little carrying strings.
就是 放在一个网袋子里面 some net.
Yep.
对 yep. 然后你可以买就是不同重量的 but usually it's like a 20 pounder.
Yep.20 pounds is normal.
20磅的，对吧？然后可能够一家六个人吃。
You can get smaller, yeah. You can get 15 pound or 30 pound, but usually 20 pound is about a normal, good-sized turkey.
然后这个感恩节吃火鸡呢，一般每家都有自己的一个可能祖传的 recipe,
right?
A family recipe that's been passed down.
Yeah.
你家里 so who does the cooking? Your mom or your dad? Everyone chips in.
My mother would do most of the cooking, but I think all of the...Because my grandmother is still alive, so my grandmother probably taught my mother how to make a turkey. Mm. And now, in the U.S., they actually all rotate who hosts Thanksgiving.
Rotate
'cause it's a lot of work.
大家轮流，对吧?
Yeah, so one year it's at my grandmother's house, the next year it's at my mother's house, the next year it's at my aunt's house, so that nobody has to do it every year. Otherwise, it's a lot of,
对对对
it's a lot of work. And everybody brings food still, but...Lot of preparation and a lot of work.
对的，对的，因为你想这么大的一个鸡，你前面先去准备它，什么都要很长的时间。
Right.
And then all the trimmings.
All the trimmings.
这个也是你常会听到的，就是turkey with all the trimmings.、
Mm.
Trimmings 就是它各种各样的 side dishes,、
yes.
配菜也要一大堆 desserts.
But they're almost just as important as the turkey.
对，不能只有 turkey miss、
no.
那些 trimmings 不行。
You have to have trimmings.
哎，那 Chris, 像现在因为过年嘛，在中国越来越多，我们会到饭店里去吃饭，因为也是家里可能 it's a lot of work. 第二、
right.
就我们中国那种都大家庭聚在一起，可能家里都坐不下。
Right.
可是在美国一般大家 people do Thanksgiving dinners at home, right?
Yeah, almost always. It's probably more common for people maybe to order the turkey.
You get takeout turkey 已经做好的点到家里来。
But then they make all of the trimmings. They make all the side dishes themselves.
Okay.
But I still think most people prefer...It's just tradition. You make
对对对
it yourself.
是是是，当然传统的啊。所以这个你们吃火鸡呢，一般就火鸡是要 roast， 要烤箱里面 oven 烤出来的。
Yes.
但是就先 preparation prep work 就要很久。
Yep.
You have to marinate it.
You have to defrost it first. Because it's frozen.
解冻先要解冻。
You have to defrost it for like 6 hours, 12 hours in water.
大半天，对。
And then you have to prepare it, stuffing, seasoning.
Stuffing 也是很重要的，就是火鸡肚子里面塞的那个馅儿，
yeah.
对吧？甜的馅儿。然后那个 stuffing， 我还记得我第一年，那时候不是火鸡，我是好像在澳洲吧，我在超市里面买了一只 like roasted chicken 那种烤的小春鸡。
Right.
然后我就怎么回家一切开，它肚子里面就是有那种像我们中国那种小米 couscous。It's actually stuffing, but I thought it was what the chicken ate.And they haven't cleaned it. 然后我就觉得很恶心，然后我就把它丢掉了。然后后来我就跟我同学说：“哎呦，我今天买到一个很恶心的鸡。”然后他们说：“不是，他说这是他塞在里面的 stuffing。”他说：“你每次
对。” What we stuff into the turkey to cook.
然后说：“啊，是吗？”那就像我们的八宝鸭了，我长见识了。但对很多人来说，这个 stuffing, some people.Many people think it's as important as the turkey itself. Right?
Yeah, and I mean, I like stuffing. I've never been a huge fan of stuffing. Some is better than others.
Stuffing 呢，其实这个跟我们的八宝鸭也有点像，它是要用一些就是这个粮食 grains 来做的。
Right.
Maybe some stale bread.
It's like bread and even like
面包啊,
raisins.
什么的。啊，对，葡萄干。
Walnuts.I don't really know.
核桃
yeah.
Everyone has their different recipes,
it's but
it's usually,
it
yeah, like a mix of dried fruit, nuts with like
some bread,
对, 对对对。
Yeah.
好，然后还有当然很重要的，一定要有 cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce, very important.
蔓越莓酱。
Yep, and then gravy, of course.
Gravy
and mashed
肉
酱 potatoes.
对。薯泥啊、
yeah. Little bread rolls. You need some kind of bread roll.
小面包。
Yep.
反正就是 Thanksgiving 一餐吃好了，第二天大家就
leftovers.
还有又一个火鸡很大、对不对
Yes, that's actually, and I think a lot of people say the meal, of course, is really important and it's delicious, but the leftovers are almost even better than the meal, because then for days you've got turkey and something, there's something, I don't know, just maybe because you grew up with it, but...You have you make these little turkey sandwiches with the rolls and the mashed potatoes and the cranberry sauce, and it just goes on. It's delicious.
So, leftover 就是吃剩下的，但你们也就是会继续利用，对吧？把它做三明治啊，然后把它像我妈妈有一年，因为我们在上海嘛，也是买了一个人家烤好的火鸡，后来吃不掉，我妈妈就很中国的说，我们来把它烧一个鸡汤 ，chicken soup。后来 it tasted good, you know.
Right.
好，你今年 are you going home for Thanksgiving?
No, it's too,
probably not because you're
still
recording.
It's too far. Yeah, exactly. It's too hard to get home. I think from China for Thanksgiving, Christmas is.Better, because more people have more time off
是
for Christmas. But
但是现在在中国，反正在上海也有很多有饭店里面 Thanksgiving dinner， 或者你可以买一个人家做好的一个火鸡，对吧 ？From a supermarket or something.
Yeah, or a lot of restaurants have a pretty good Thanksgiving meal that you can go do. It's not the same. I mean, but you're already not with your whole family, so it's already not the same.
对 ，make the most out of it.
Yeah,
anyway.
But you have to have turkey.
好，那感恩节最后祝大家 Happy Thanksgiving. 然后呢，也可以如果在你周围找得到这种 Thanksgiving meal 的话，可以去感受一下这个气氛。
Yeah.
你觉得就是一种很 ，I think the holiday season begins with Thanksgiving.
It definitely
right?
does, and even the day after.
对
is when Christmas.Starts really.
The spirit just carries on until Christmas.
Yep.
所以你都会感觉到这种 warm, cuddly feeling of home, of friends, of being thankful. 然后我们也 我是啊，很 thankful, 很感恩我们的用户、我们的听众。对，好，那要看今天我们关键字的话呢，大家都知道的微信公众号，然后这一个礼拜精彩的感恩节课程特辑呢，就在开言英语 app 里。Happy Thanksgiving, see you next time, 再见。
Bye bye.